This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Line it up on the phones at 301-230-0980. As we get your thoughts on the latest with the injury situation with the Washington Commanders. Terry McLaurin going to miss his first game in several years with the sports hernia situation that he's currently dealing with. We are also... Ty Guy, what's up, man? I'm stopping the show just for you. Bring him in here. No, we got a lot more to get to as we take you up to 7 o'clock, as we ease you on your afternoon drive home. I'm literally stopping the show, Ty Guy, just for you, just to say hello, my friend. How are you, brother?
Mr. Manella stopping the show and saying hi to
just
you.
Just for you, brother.
How are you?
What's going on, man? How are you? You haven't returned my text messages.
You have a question?
That's Tommy.
Well, he's busy. He's on the radio.
I'm clearly a little busy right now. I'm a lot busier than your dad is when he's on the radio.
Who are you picking this week? The Washington Commanders or the Atlanta Falcons?
The Falcons.
He's picking the Falcons? Wow. Ty Guy, that's your first strike with me, pal.
You're a contrarian just like your dad.
Isn't that something? The egg doesn't fall far from the hatch. That's what I would say.
I think it's the apple.
Who's the Falcons head coach?
Well, he's a rooster.
You know?
Yeah. Come on now, Tommy.
I don't know.
You don't know? Okay. Raheem Morris.
Raheem Morris is going to be a big fat loser coming up on Sunday, Ty Guy.
All right. Say goodbye.
Bye, Whoopi.
That is hilarious. That is the beautiful sounds of one Tyler Russo, the son of our pal Chris Russell. We had to have that happen. I haven't talked to the Ty Guy in a little while. That is why Chris Russell is sane. It's because of his son, Tyler. Always good catching up with him. But we're lining you up on the phones right now at 301-230-0980 with this. Terry McLaurin officially listed as week-to-week with what we think is a sports hernia. My question for you, who must step up in Terry McLaurin's absence? Is it the offensive coordinator, Cliff Kingsbury? Is it Jalen Lane? Is it the running attack for the Washington Commanders? Who's got to come up big on Sunday against Atlanta to supplement the loss of Terry McLaurin? We'll take your calls on that. Plus, Jayden Daniels fought like hell, ultimately didn't get cleared by the doctors. Are you at all concerned about his status moving forward? I continue to believe the injury is a little bit more severe than what they are leading people on to believe. I wouldn't play him this week. They're not. I probably wouldn't play him next week, but we'll get to next week when we get to next week. On that situation. So a lot of them on the phones with that at 301-230-0980. We'll get you our Monday morning headline coming up here momentarily. What is the newspapers going to read Monday after Atlanta and Washington lock horns on Sunday afternoon? Our guy Marcus wants to chime in. Marcus, who do you think's got to step up in Terry's absence, and what are you feeling right now about Jayden Daniels and his status moving forward?
So for your first question, I really think we could. Only people that really need to step up is maybe the D line, and not necessarily stopping the force of neutralizing Bijan. I would say.
Put him on hold. That was brutal. Let's go to our guy Aries Tony. Wants to chime in. Aries Tony, what you got, brother? Who do you think needs to step
up?
What's going on, brother?
All right, man. You got it. Far as our receivers, I think Debo is our X factor. But I think the key component is McCaffrey, because this is his second year in the system. And I think he really can – this is chance to shine. And it's for Lane and for Moore. They are pros for a reason. They're on this team for a reason. So now they have to step up to shine. And so they got hands that can keep in this league and hopefully be some kind of contributors for us moving forward. So that's what I'm looking at. And as far as Jayden, I think, hey, the longer the better. If you really, really hurt, sit him out as long as you can so you can come back 100%. Because truthfully, we're going to need him down the line more so than now. So why not?
Hey, Aaron, so we appreciate it.
What y'all laughing at, man?
We appreciate the call, brother. Oh, my God. Nah, Aaron, you vicious, Chuck. I look over at dying laughing, yo. And what is so funny, bro? That's crazy.
It's what I see out there in the hallway, bro.
Yeah, Chris Russell's acting a damn fool. Oh, my gosh. I don't know how we get back on track off of that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
301-230-0980 is the number. Taking your calls on who needs to step up in the absence of one Terry McLaurin. And me and you should chime on this before we get back out to the phones here. We were actually talking about this for the last couple of days because we were anticipating Terry was going to have to miss Sunday based on the reporting. For me, the guy that needs to step up, it's not a player. It is one Cliff Kingsbury. His plate is hella full coming up this week. You want to earn the right to be considered a legitimate head coaching candidate this offseason? Show me what you do when your back is against the wall. Show me how you move when you do not have your ace car, right? I think he is an offensive coordinator, an offensive mind that is super well respected throughout the National Football League. But Sunday, he's going to have to earn his money. You're without John Bates and Noah Brown for the second consecutive week. But when you add Terry McLaurin to that mix... When you add Terry McLaurin to that mix, everything becomes more difficult in terms of trying to manufacture offense. We tossed it around yesterday a bunch. Maybe I'll give you a little tease here. As we get into our key commander, our X factor for Sunday, I think you'll have an idea of which way I think this offensive game plan is leaning. But if you're Cliff, I look at it's on you. You've got the pieces to manufacture some offense. Will you do it? How creative will you be able to get?
Yeah, nah, I would agree. You know, there's too much going on.
Yeah.
But I would agree. I think Cliff definitely is under the microscope for Sunday's game against the Falcons. And I won't limit it to a player just because I feel as though he's going to have the opportunity to scheme whoever he wants open, to be honest. So, like, I think that sort of kind of plays into his favor as opposed to Yeah, are you serious? As opposed to keying in on one player. So,
yeah.
I think we can see Sennett. I think we can see Lane. I think we can see Luke McCaffrey. Like, I would not be surprised if we spread the ball to, you know, 8-9 different receivers just because
it could be one of the
being able to scheme people over.
It could be one of those afternoons on Sunday for this Washington offense. And I love the way that you put it. 7-8 different receivers touching the ball. How many receivers are going to be active on Sunday? I would have to think they're not going to go into Sunday with four wide receivers. Is this the professional debut of Ja'Cory Brooks, a guy who was a training camp star, performed well in the joint practice, performed well all throughout camp, played well in the preseason? I think he was Washington's leading receiver during the preseason, and he's going to have a big-time opportunity as well. But I agree with Ant. Like, Cliff's got to step up. And here's the thing. I think last week he showed you, all right, look, You tie one hand behind my back, I still can get the job done. Now both of your hands are behind your back. You are virtually handcuffed offensively with what you have on the perimeter right now by hook or by crook through hell or high water. Run the football Sunday. That's we're going to get to our keys to victory coming up momentarily, but like that has got to be near the top of this list. If you can force the Atlanta defense to commit extra defenders to defend your rushing attack, then you can get one-on-one matchups on the outside, and then someone's just got to make a play. Point blank. Now, we've given you the injury situation on the Washington Commanders, but one big injury nugget for the Atlanta Falcons. No A.J. Terrell coming into this one. So I saw someone on Twitter tweet, well, if they don't have A.J. Terrell and we don't have Terry, that means it's evened out. It doesn't work that way. Doesn't work that way. 301-230-0980. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. Your thoughts on Terry McLaurin being out. Who's got to step up for this Washington Commanders offense in his absence? On Sunday, no McLaurin, no John Bates, no Noah Brown. Who's got to step up for this Commanders offense? And then are you at all concerned about the status of Jayden Daniels moving forward? 301-230-0980 is the number. We'll get you our Monday morning headline coming up on the other side of the break as well. Don't go anywhere. It's the Team 980.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.